Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. In our forums, we've chatted with Halsey Blocker regarding her volunteering and how rewarding it is for her. In her most recent column, I Don't Need to Win to Be a Winner, Volunteering is Its Own Reward, she explains how her efforts have been recognized. As she says, an award isn't necessary. Nonetheless, it's nice knowing your work is appreciated. Halsey not only works with a great group of people at Turnstone, they acknowledge and support the work she does. Besides that, she has become a more well-rounded person because of it. To read her entire column, go to smanewstoday.com and under the SMA Columns tab, click on From Where I Sit. There you'll find this column as well as others by Halsey. Her most recent article discusses how she prepares for Christmas. I can certainly relate. Have a great day, everyone.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, January 7th, 2020. A few months ago, my colleague Brianna Albers wrote an excellent column about ableism in interactions with strangers. People pity those of us with disabilities and say things such as, "I'm so sorry for this horrible thing you have to live with." I've written about this sentiment many times as well. These interactions are no doubt frustrating, and they happen quite regularly to people like me. Yet, in my 26 years of living with SMA, I've also experienced some particularly humorous interactions, from unforgettable one-liners to amusing conversations. Here are just a few. I was with some friends at Barnes & Noble on New Year's Eve. We're party animals, so we sat in the cafe and listed our favorite movies of the decade. As we were sitting there, a woman I didn't know approached me with a starstruck look in her eyes. Unless she was a superfan of my performance in A Midsummer Night's Dream when I was in 8th grade, I wasn't sure why she recognized me. Then she said, "Excuse me, are you the world traveler who designed the adaptive backpacks?" Ah. I told her that she confused me with the other Kevin with SMA, who is infinitely more famous than I am. Kevin Chandler is a renowned adventurer and writer, and helped develop adaptive backpacks for people with disabilities. He has red hair, no glasses, and his beard is less rugged than mine. But apparently, people in wheelchairs all look the same. In 2016, my family bought an MV1, the first American vehicle designed specifically for wheelchair users. It looks more like a tank than a van, and I get to ride shotgun whenever we drive it. I'd be able to buy 4 more cars if I had half a penny for every time a car expert approached my parents or me to say, "What is that?" Just the other day, I went to a hockey game with my family, and an automobile expert stopped me in the parking lot. I've explained what the MV1 is so many times that I might as well be a spokesperson for Mobility Ventures. Ironically, people focus so much on the car that they fail to notice the robotic arm on the side of my chair. Back when I took my service dog with me everywhere, I received numerous comments and questions about her. Most people requested to pet her or asked what she could do for me. But some people actually said, "Look, that's a seeing eye dog." Now, I'm no mathematician, but I would love for someone to calculate the probability of a blind person successfully operating a power wheelchair. Believe it or not, a hospital intern once said this comment to me. If only I had had a pair of sunglasses with me at the time. Many parents seem to think that people with disabilities don't want kids to bother them with questions. On the contrary, I'm always happy to talk to kids when they inquire about my disability. The more I can teach kids to interact with people in wheelchairs as they do with everyone else, the better. I've lost track of how many times children have asked me questions such as, "What happened?" or "Why are you in a wheelchair?" Nevertheless, one of the best things a kid has ever said to me was years ago. I don't remember where I was, but I'll never forget the comment. "You have a big head," was all this boy said to me before walking away. He was an observant young lad. I have a noggin so big that it took me years just to figure out how to balance properly. Living with SMA leads to all kinds of memorable interactions with people. I find it cathartic to more amusing ones. Now that we've made it to a new year and a new decade, I'm sure I'll have plenty more stories in the future. Perhaps some stranger will be bold enough to ask me how I go to the bathroom, and I can simply direct them to one of my columns. my editors still bemoan me for that. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.